Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
What up, y'all? It's comedian Rodney Perry, and you listen to the Psy Effect Radio Show. Psy, you off the chain, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am your host. Hi, thank you for tuning in today. I know you could have been anywhere in cyber world, but you chose to hang out with me, your girl, and I thank you for that. If this is your first time tuning in, I hope you enjoy the show, and I hope you come back. Thank you so much for your support. Today's special guest is someone that I had been admiring from a distance on Facebook for quite some time now, and I reached out to her, and I wanted to invite her on the show because I wanted to know what keeps her motivated and how she got started in the world of makeup. I'm talking about Makeup by Rory. Rory Lee is an international makeup artist and CEO of Makeup by Rory Inc., a global company of freelance hair, makeup, and wardrobe stylists. Rory's love for fashion and entertainment, coupled with her strong leadership corporate skills, has resulted in the coordination of diversified assignments that ensure a seamless production. Rory started in freelance cosmetology industry, working in the bridal business, and from there, it quickly spread into fashion shows, commercials, pageant, music videos, magazines, and feature films. And Rory's our special guest today. We're going to discuss makeup, her passion, what she's doing to give back, and more. If you're looking to be inspired, if you're looking to pursue the industry of makeup, this is your show. So stay tuned, stay locked. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is your boy Peter Bailey, and I just shared my best nightcap yet with my girl Psy on her show, The Psy Effect.
This is John Witherspoon. Bang, 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 bang. Don't nobody go to the bathroom for the next 35 or 45 minutes. Yeah, boy, you're listening to The Psy Effect Radio Show.
Tune in to the Psy Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect Radio Show. See you there. Please give a warm welcome to Rory Lee to the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Rory. When I grow up, I'm trying to be like you. Thank you and welcome.
Psy Effect Show, you know? This awesome and amazing woman that's making a difference in so many people's lives by getting out there on Blog Talk Radio and sharing and inspiring and passing on those blessings by introducing people to the people that you bring on your radio show. So
you're very welcome. It's time. We've been trying to do this for a while. Your schedule, my schedule, the storms, the rain has stopped us at times because of no electricity, and now we're here. I want to say thank you. Happy birthday officially. It's your birthday. Thank you for spending this moment with me. Can you tell us, when did you decide to pursue being a makeup artist?
It's funny. I can give you the CliffsNotes version of how I came into the industry through the back door. I personally never thought that I would pursue a career like this. My background is actually in chemistry. My calling was not to go into the medical profession. I transitioned into management training and product development, using my chemistry background, developing and working with various brand names to help them to create and to better their product lines. But before I did that, I actually was in management training and development in the wardrobe industry. And with doing the management and training, and in the back of my mind, you know, having the chemistry background, I wound up transitioning into teaching vocational education and mm-hmm. working with my qualifications of being in the sales and service-oriented industry, having the background, the chemistry background, then working with developing this pilot program for the state of California with these vocational education students.
Wow.
I moved back to Florida and couldn't transfer my teaching credentials, wound up in public relations and the editor of a Business Monthly newspaper. So if you look at all these career shifts from chemistry to being wardrobe, going into the cosmetics industry, developing and working with students, and then working with new artists and them working, you know, to develop their businesses, and then all of a sudden throwing in the PR, I wound up, you know, thinking, okay, the good thing for a train the trainer to do is to actually learn a little bit about what they're teaching about, because you can
mm-hmm.
always teach from a textbook, but, you know, having hands-on experience makes all the difference in the world. And
right.
little did I know, you know, it seemed like five career shifts later that I would put my hands actually on makeup and take a course and apply the makeup on people to come to realize that this was my call and this was my destiny all along, and that God had been preparing me all
mm-hmm.
along the way. And I was like, wow, you know, I'm pretty talented. I'm good at this. Maybe I need to, you know, put some attention in this, because people are actually willing to pay me to paint their face. Maybe
right.
maybe I can, you know, have some fun, you know, extra money on the side. And lo and behold, you know, it just like it blew up out of nowhere, and people were asking me to do their makeup for weddings.
Amazing.
And then I wound up in the fashion show circuit, and I wound up in the pageant circuit, and then I wound up, you know, on a commercial set, and then I started shooting TV commercials, and it was like I was coming alive. All along the way, I had been very successful in all these different areas of business and
mm-hmm.
and the different career paths, but there was still something missing deep inside of me where I felt I really wasn't making a contribution to society and making a go at something that I felt was really a passion for me. And when
yeah.
I started painting faces, I tell you, Sai, I was probably the least likely person, because chapstick, cheap lipstick, Ivory soap and water, that was my routine. But I come to realize that I have the background, and I, you know, what skincare treatments, what prep products, what
mm-hmm.
items would work best for what person, and mixing of colors, and, you know, what would go best with this person's contrast level and that person's undertones, and what look would achieve, you know, the greatest effect for this person, you know,
right.
on a commercial versus that person on a catalog versus that person in a fashion show or a magazine, or, you know. And then I started doing films and television, and it was like, I didn't learn this stuff on my own. If this wasn't deep-seated inside of me and all of these careers transitioned into what I do today, I would not have the amazing freelance crew that I have. And we're working like 2 and 3 jobs on a given day, all at the same time, internationally as well as here locally in Florida. And my philosophy is, if I can't get to your job by car, then I'll pack it up and put it on a plane and I'll see you there.
Now that you're in the field of makeup, wardrobe, hairstyling, all of those things, what advice would you give someone that's looking to get into that field, doing what you're doing?
The most important thing, in my opinion, about anything that anyone does in any industry, especially in this one, is being a humble spirit and learning, you know, one step at a time, being patient with the process of learning, and
mm-hmm.
really having an open heart to hear what needs to be heard. You know, school is never out for the pro, and
mm-hmm.
for the new artists that come into the business, I say learn as much as you can, and be willing to humble yourself and to take a back seat in terms of learning and growing and doing things on an intern basis and doing things, you know, as a student. It's really important, I think, to just be an open vessel, to learn as much as you possibly can, but always maintaining professionalism. Your word's your bond. And
Sai,
you and I both know, regardless of what business you're in, do what you say you're going to do. Have the integrity, not just for yourself to do what you say you're going to do with someone else, but do what you say you're going to do for yourself.
Absolutely.
And commit to learning, commit to being a professional, commit to, you know, having a positive spirit of, you know, big smile says a thousand words. And just be open to, you know, to whatever feedback and you know, I don't want to call it a criticism because it's all a learning, but be open to what people have to share with you so that you can learn and grow and not have an ego about it. If someone says something and, you know, you think that you know more, then, you know what, then that might not be the place for you to be. So,
yes,
you know, there's a lot of talented artists out there. But there are a lot who also weed themselves out from success because, you know, because of not having a positive attitude and not having a willing spirit to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that ego can definitely hurt you.
Right, it can. It can because a person will make a decision based on that first day on set, whether or not they want to work with you, based on how you respond. And being a chameleon, not being phony, but being a chameleon to the different environments that you're in, because every production set is different and every genre of makeup artistry is somewhat different, you know, and there's things to learn. And so you have to, you know, almost be putty in a person's hands to meet that client's needs. And when someone sits in the makeup chair, that's the time to be quiet and to be service-oriented and to listen. And to always have a smile and a positive attitude.
Do you have a signature style when you're applying makeup? I know some makeup artists have a particular thing that they do with the eyes. Some have a particular thing that they do with the eyebrows. Do you have your own signature style, or you just go with the flow and just create?
Well, I think that I have a number of signature styles. My niche is natural. And the reason why I say I have a number of signature styles is because over the years I've developed so many different ways of doing different types of jobs. If I'm working on, you know, on a TV set or a movie set and we're using red cameras or we're using high definition cameras and the client wants realistic looks, then it's a necessity for me to take the script, to break it down, to create cast and character looks, establish continuity with each person, and to create a look that would be a signature style slash look for that particular actor. So that might be one type of a signature style. The same thing when we're doing catalog and magazine. You know, sometimes it's editorial, sometimes it's natural. Catalog is natural.
Okay.
Edit, you know, with wedding looks, I mean, the bride has to look fantastic in front of all of her family and friends, but she also has to look amazing on camera.
Right,
and with
right.
today's, you know, high-definition cameras, it's important to create a seamless, flawless, beautiful, natural look. So the person looks great face-to-face, but they also look great on camera. So if I would say I had one signature look that transcends all of the different types of work that I do, it would be to make the person's face look as flawless and as natural as possible so that it brings out the person, especially for a lady, it brings out her beauty and not that, oh, my gosh, her amazing makeup. No, it's, oh my gosh, she looks fantastic. You look beautiful, and they don't know why. They're just like, oh my gosh, you look beautiful, but they don't know why. So skincare and skin treatment and prepping is 90% of the success of a great look.
What can a client expect when hiring Makeup by Wori Inc.?
I would say, number one, professionalism, excellence, a job well done, a seamless production, you know, being able to adhere to all of the requirements of that particular job, and and a great finished product, something that's going to help create success and a cohesive team spirit amongst everyone that's involved. They can expect positivity, they can expect excellence, and they can expect a fantastic finished product.
If someone wants to work with you, how can they contact you?
I'm always looking to mentor new people. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, Sai, but I actually have an initiative called Our Girls, and it started many, many years ago when I was out there working with at-risk young ladies, as well as foster children, as well as women who are trying to reenter society, you know, and we've worked with homeless shelters as well as at-risk girls and young ladies who, you know, have chosen certain paths in life, and they may be still in high school but have a baby or two and still trying to make it and achieve success of Our Girls. My whole thing is pouring my love into them and letting them know that their beauty comes from the inside out. And even though people are hit with certain circumstances that are in front of them, and they don't have to stay stuck, you know.
And that's great.
Let's get our self-esteem and our self-confidence intact, and let's move forward and onward. And as a result of that, some of them wind up in the cosmetology industry. Some of them wind up as makeup artists. And I've, you know, worked with mentoring new students coming out of makeup school and teaching them the ropes to, you know, to achieve success. So, you know, I may not be able to bring everyone on board. I have a wonderful freelance crew of people, but I'm always looking to either support and assist new people coming in or signing them as a freelancer, and then as they work their way up the ranks, booking them and helping them to learn their business so that they can achieve success on their own. MakeupByRory.com is my main website, MakeupByRory.com. Or they can always connect with me through all of the social media sites. If they go to the main anchor website, then they can connect to all of the social media sites through there with the different icons. And Rory at MakeupByRory.com is an easy email to remember, R-O-R-Y.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing what you're doing and what you're doing to make a difference, because you are making a difference, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. It's a blessing for you to have invited me to your show, and you're making a difference as well. And together we're living on purpose and not talking about a change, but being a part of the change for our future and our future leaders. So thank you, Sai.
And thank you, Rory, and thank you to everyone that tuned in to the Sai Effect Radio Show today. You can also connect again with Rory Lee at MakeupByRory.com. That's makeup. RORY.com. Tune in next week where we have some more hot topics, hot interviews, and a little bit more funny. Stay tuned. I'll see you Monday. And until then, continue to spread peace and love.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the Sai Effect fan page. Also, I am Sai on Twitter. So tune in next time on the Sai Effect.